Thank you for holding. Is this Ricky?
Yeah.
Hey, Ricky. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Good. That's what I like to hear. I understand that you were having a conversation with my representative, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line with you to go over pricing. Did you have any questions about the listing aside from just the cost?
Well, I mean, that's what she's explaining to me. Like, it's not going to be AdWords. It's going to be MAP, right? It's going to be
right.
a local listing. So that's going to be, like, generally region. I business location is. Mm-hmm. So the only left thing to talk about is the numbers, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, well, there's more to it than just putting yourself on the first page. I mean, we do other things for you, but you have the general idea, yeah. We like to keep it as simple as possible. We don't want to overwhelm you with all the technical stuff.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, as far as cost, I mean, if you want to dive right into it, so we've been quoting $499 on a month-to-month basis with the custom website design included, but you already have your own custom website design, and you're just on the cusp of being our new in business. Or getting our new in business credit. It's usually 5 years and under. It says you're right at 5 years. So, I mean, if you wanted to come on board with us today, I can reduce the monthly cost to $299 on a month-to-month basis. I'm not cutting any corners. I mean, you're still getting all the bells and whistles of the service. I would just be reducing the cost in order to get your foot in the door. I'm sure if you could pair it to what you're doing now.
Yeah, that's really affordable. What is the ROI on the on this type of marketing? Like, what is the return on it?
For
am I going to be getting? Yeah, am I going to be getting 5 leads, 10 leads, 3 leads a month?
Yeah, well, I mean, Google doesn't really want us to guarantee you a certain amount because we're just telling the community that you're top recommended, and they're able to call you directly. So I have some guys that get calls every single day, and some of them get, you know, every other day. You know, we have
so
data
but
how many searches are being done. What was that?
Right. Yeah, but you guarantee a response, right?
Well, we guarantee that you'd be able to find yourself on the first page of the Google search results when using our services over a period of time.
Okay.
You know, so we won't guarantee that you're going to get customers. Even if we're confident you will, Google just doesn't want us to do that. They don't want us to say, hey, you're going to get 10 calls, and then if you get 8, you know, we lose you, you know? But, you know, I think what you're missing is the conversion, you know?
I gotta tell you something.
Uh-huh.
I'm spending for leads on Angie 30 calls or 30 interests at 2,000.
Yeah. Way too much, but okay. what I could tell you is Angie's list
boils down to like $75 a lead.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. But you know where they get their leads?
No,
Google. They do this. So that $75 is a huge markup on what it actually cost them to get it done, and they're going to resell it to your competition as well. It's not just going to you. So we list you independently.
Right.
You're putting yourself in position to get exclusive calls from your customers.
Dude, for $300, I'd be a fool to say no. I'm already at $4,000 a month.
Pretty much. I mean, you're putting yourself in position for people to call you directly off the first page and marketing yourself independently versus going through a third party who's taking each individual lead, marking up the cost, and selling them to you on an individual per lead basis. You know what I mean? If this works out how we anticipate, then you'll save yourself a significant amount of money by also making more and getting more exposure because far more people are searching on Google for a roofing contractor than are actually going to the Home Advisor program. Usually if they're going to Home Advisor, they're price shopping. They know they're going to get quoted by a bunch of you guys, and they're just going to get the cheapest one.
Right. Usually the ones on Google are ready to buy right now. They're just, who's the guy in the neighborhood who can come over now and who can fix what I got in my problem?
They're more so looking for credibility. I mean, we do an advanced verification process, so So, you know, they'll know you're licensed, you're insured, you know, they'll have certain photos, you'll have your Google verification. So those are all credibility factors that just give them peace of mind knowing, hey, if I hire this guy, he's safe to bring around my family and he's probably going to get the job done the first time the right way.
Okay. Okay. So is this like the Google Guaranteed campaign or is this
no.
just a...
No. It's a Google Places campaign, so it'd be next to the map. We do offer Google Guarantee if you want to do that, though, Ricky. It's $250 just for the application. It takes about 2 to 3 weeks to complete the application. It's about a 99% success rate with the application. They just want, like, license, insurance, some personal information just to verify you. It's very in-depth background screening. Google gives every one of your customers a $2,000 insurance for the lifetime of the job. You only pay for the leads that you accept. We transfer the leads to you as a live call with the person on the line, and they only go to you exclusively. So the kicker with that is you pay the $250 application, but then there's a starting budget that you have to have in order to right. launch the campaign. So the starting budget...
Well, right now, I don't know you guys, so we're starting business.
Yeah.
I feel comfortable with a few hundred.
Right.
Let's do this first, and then, you know, if everything goes all well, you know, I can exchange apples from oranges and probably discontinue one of these other advertisements.
Sounds good.
Because,
yeah, I'll definitely do that. I'll set you up for a call to upgrade you to Google Guarantee. It's a lot easier to pass your background screening, too, if we have a couple months of you doing the local listing already, where we could go to Google and show them, hey, we've already verified them, at least on this level locally, and then... you know, submit your application for Google Guarantee. I have no doubt to get qualified for that, but it'll still end up costing you less to have Google Places and Google Guarantee throughout the month than it's going to cost you to pay per lead with Home Advisor. I mean, the Google Guarantee budget you'd be setting aside is about $700, and then this is $299, so it'd bring your bill down to $1,000 a month to have a local listing. And
let me ask you a question. On this local splash thing, how often am I going to be on the first page of Google? Is it going to be like once a week, twice a week?
No. The local listings, you're up there consistently. So you're up there all day, every day. Yeah, they don't. Those ones don't rotate. The Google Guarantee ones rotate.
And where would I be placed at approximately? In the top 10, top 5, top 20?
Right. So the Google Places section, it actually does hold up to 10 businesses when you say... or when you click on the More Businesses tab. But to be on the first page, there's only 3 guys that show. So we actually, that's our goal, is to have you as the top 3 option. But what happens with the search engine is it automatically, like, places these guys based on their geographic location to the person that's searching. So you'll always show to these people as a top option if they're within 30 miles of you, but how you're ranking 1, 2, or 3 on there is really going to be based on the location of the end user. Does that make sense?
Right. So now let me ask you another question. In regards to radius, mile radius, how far is that going to be for the, is it going to be a block away?
No, the local listing that I'm quoting at $299, that covers up to a 30-mile radius from where your Google PIN verification letter is sent.
Ah.
So your address would mark the center location for that. And we don't have to display your address either. We could hide it. That's always a concern for guys if you do business from home.
Right.
Yep.
Right. Okay. Yeah, no, so that's okay. All right.
And then we can obviously evaluate it, fine-tune it, you know. Obviously, we'll monitor the keyword trends. We give you 15 keywords or services that we list you for at a time, and they're interchangeable. So if we notice while we're working with you, some are working better than others, then obviously we want to adjust it so that way we find the formula that gets you that consistent flow.
Okay. All right. So that sounds all right. And then we got to go over those keywords, right?
Right. So what I would do is I would sign you up and I would set your client interview. Client interviews are usually about 30 to 40 minutes, but they ask for an hour window. We'll have recommendations ready for you, but you have final say on everything, so they'll go over the keywords. You get up to a 30-mile radius, but if you want to cookie cutter it or if there's areas you don't want to go to, they'll go over that with you as well.
Oh, beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because I don't want, I don't need window shoppers and time, guys wasting time, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, we don't want to waste their time either, you know? So it's both ends. We want to make sure that we're lining you guys up with the right people. We want them to find what they're looking for, and we want you to be...
For you on somebody, they're not wasting their time contacting me. I'm the best roofer in the state, I believe.
Well, no, you know what I mean. If they're contacting you about siding, and you're the best roofer in the state who just got a call from somebody that wants a full roof, I don't want to waste your time with them calling you for a siding job when you already got something lined up. You get what I'm saying?
You know? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So,
it's
more like
I'm
that.
Contract up.
But we don't have any doubts about you, Ricky. If we did, we wouldn't even be calling you in the first place.
No. What I'm saying is I'm looking to get contracts lined up for the next 4 months, 5 months to signed up, you know?
Yeah.
Right now, I got... Yeah, right now I'm booked for next week, the following week, and the first week of July after the 4th.
Yeah.
So I'm booked for a few weeks already.
Yeah, have you ever heard of
more business,
like Roofing by Hernandez?
Oh, Ivan, that's my buddy. Grew up with
him.
Yeah.
So he started doing this like 7 years ago. And he had no reviews. He's been doing it for 7 years. He's got 175 reviews. So I think he'll tell you it's a pretty darn good thing to have.
What, working on local splash?
Yeah, well, just he has a Google Places placement for Chicago.
Uh-huh.
So having that placement, you can only get it through a premier Google partner. We're one of three Google partners. So the guy he's actually working with, we know them, but it's actually our competition. It's another Google partner. So he'd be your competitor working with our competitors, and our goal is to have you outperform what he's receiving.
Right. Yeah. No,
and you're saying your goal is to...
Listen, uh-huh. I'm not in no competition with him. He's my brother. If anything, I help him. He helps me when I need it. So,
even better, you guys got a network.
Basically behind each other, yeah.
You know,
I hooked up with a new company that's been given the highest quality materials like GAF and mm-hmm. stuff, and because I know his father for 20 years, he's been giving me disaster discounts on the modified, the ISO board, everything. I mean, I'm not beating the prices for the materials on any vendor. Than going through Derek. So, I mean, literally, when you're doing $9 a sheet of ISO times 100 sheets, you know, that's $900.
Yeah.
You're saving on each, you know, and that's a residential because I do it two layers.
Right.
Because that's the state recognition.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, my point in that, I didn't mean to say, like, competition, but I'm just saying.
I know what you're saying, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, if I could be where Ivan's at, that'd be great.
Because,
he told me, I know what he's been through, even though he knows what I've been going through. He started working with me and my dad, and then we became good friends, and he started his own business, and then, you know, I started mine a lot later than he did.
Right.
We started grouping together. As teenagers, you know?
Oh, wow. He's real. That one really hits home. It's like a family friend.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah.
My cousin died. He came to the funeral. I went to his family funeral. Stuff like that. We're family, bro.
Yeah, you know? I was just bringing him up in the sense of, like, you know, getting you booked out for 4 months isn't a hard thing to do. I mean, I'm sure he's booked for... You know, probably to the end of the year, realistically. I know the weather kind of kills
things
down a little bit.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. He is booked out for the end of the year.
Right, but it's because if you pull out your phone right now and you look up roofing contractor, he's the first name you're going to see.
He don't like to pay us.
He doesn't like to pay you?
He doesn't like to pay me what I want, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah,
that's my own revenue.
Yeah, you know, because my crew's a lot of money like his crew is. So,
yeah.
when he's hitting me, I tell him, sorry, man, you got to give me my money. But if not, hey, I still love you. I'll help you. If you need it, I'll send a guy or two.
Yeah.
But that's it. Yeah.
It's understandable. It's good to have a network like that.
Yeah, let me get some funds loaded on this, on my debit card. I'm on my way to the bank driving.
Okay.
And then, what's the total I'm going to need on the card right now?
It would be $299 is the monthly cost. And then your website's good, right? It's already up and running. You can use it?
Yeah, it's up. It's running.
Okay, let me check it out. Hold
able
on.
To leave messages to contact me direct.
Oh, yeah,
I know
this is good.
Typos that the guy's supposed to fix on it that I haven't got on him yet because I don't know, this Angie marketing and all this other marketing.
Jasper IT.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotcha. So, if you wanted to do the Google guarantee too, like at the same time, I mean, I could secure the local listing and then the Google guarantee application's $250, and you could obviously work that.
So like I said, we're getting to know each other right now. Let's see how the first 30 days goes together.
Okay.
Know? And then everything goes well after the first 30 days, then, I can see what's coming in, if it's worth it, to add more, just to keep it where it's at. And if I'm getting 4 or 5 calls from here, and for me, all right, it's worth $300.
Yeah,
I don't
for sure.
I don't
have any doubts. I mean, if you're spending $4,000 between HomeAdvisor and Angie's, then this is like, it's a no-brainer
for
you.
No. $1,200 Home Advisor, $1,000 Angie's, and $1,000 on Networks. You ever heard of that company, Networks?
Yeah, with an X.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, I got maybe 2 jobs out of them in the past 4 months. Mm. So I'm really, because the clientele, they're giving me a lot of bogus leads.
Yeah.
Or if I'm not getting bogus leads, the clientele isn't quite there.
Yeah. No, I know how they work. Those are all platforms that you're on right now, Ricky, are resellers. So they actually market, they get leads a different way, and then they dispatch you the leads for more than what they get them for. We don't resell. We're listing you independently. We let people call you directly. We don't even sell leads at all. We don't get in that business. We literally just put you up there and tell the community you're top recommended. They call you from there.
I know. That's Ivan told me for what he's doing, he doesn't pay for leads anymore.
Yeah, it's not pay for lead. You don't have any lead fees. It's just a flat monthly rate, So you're just paying for the programming and the service of us keeping you up there and maintaining it for you. And that's a lot better. It's better. If your customers are already looking for a roofing contractor, they don't need to talk to us and get all pre-screened. They need to talk to you.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So to shoot you straight on it, if you want to go month to month, it's $299 out the door. If you want to do 3 months, I could do it for $700. If you want to do 6 months, I could do it for $1,300. And we have an annual package for $25 for the local listing.
Huh. And that's actually tough. If I paid a year in advance, that's a month of Angie's, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you're getting bent
right,
over just
well,
on me.
All right, listen, I don't want to get too far ahead of myself.
Yeah.
See how this first 30 days goes.
Okay.
If I like it or I fall in love with it, I'll sign up for the year and we'll talk about doing an Angie.
It's going to be easy to fall in love with. You're talking about June in Chicago. I mean, it's not this couldn't pick a better month to start out with.
Right. Well, you couldn't have picked a better time to call me then, right?
Well, then let's do the year.
Well, I still got a lot of large projects coming in.
I got to ask. I'm just I'm giving you a hard time. So I'll create your...
Let's start it. Let's see how it works. Again, I've been doing business with different companies for a long time, and a lot of people give you the promises, and, nothing works out. I like because you're not promising me nothing. You know, you're able to prove to me you're a real company, and that's, you know, not calling me from overseas, and you speak good English.
Yeah, no, I'm from the States. We're all from the States.
No, man, I get phone calls from people every day. We can put you on the front map of local.
I'm calling to put you on the Google.
I can't do it.
No, I hear you.
Then you hang up on them, and then they'll contact you back from another number that's a fake number. It's crazy.
I know.
These all day.
I know how it is. It's tough. I have a couple businesses outside of this too, you know. I started through doing this. I have my dad and my father-in-law oversee two different businesses outside of here, but I'm actually the owners of them, and I got to file and do everything for them. So I got to do payroll for the guys, and yeah, it's crazy. But it's worth it. You know, I have two baby boys, and they're all set, so I'm not complaining.
Well, that's all that matters, man. You're bringing in revenue, taking care of the family, paying your bills, you know, putting something away.
Yeah.
That's it. You know?
Yeah, I'm good.
That's your key.
I'm really not complaining. I'm like, we're about to go to Hawaii here in August for like 2 weeks, just hang out for a while.
We were there
in January already once, so I'm not, trust me, I'm not complaining.
I go down south for winter. I'm gonna go to Miami for the winter.
But I do
a 30-day vacation every year. We go right after Christmas because all our family's here, you know, so we stay for the holiday. And then we leave after the new year and just stay over there to the first week of February and come home.
That's beautiful.
And back square one again.
Yeah, I like Miami. It's just people sometimes like are a little crazy, but I'm not really big on the partying and stuff. I don't drink or anything, so for me it's just...
Yeah, me neither, but you know what it is? Listen, Fort Lauderdale Beach, going fishing, going...
Now you're talking. Now you're talking. I love the fish. That's my hobby. I'm actually one of those guys. I'll just leave my phone at home and tell my lady I'll be back in 2 days. Sometimes on the weekend, and I'll just
I can't.
I'll live off the land.
No, but what I'll do is I'll shut my phone off and I'm gone with the guys for like a day or two fishing.
Yeah,
I do the same thing. For me, it's like the way of relaxing.
The only
thing I can find.
Technology.
Yeah. That and, you know, I don't drink, but how can I tell you? It's all right to have a couple of drinks with the guys fishing. To me, I don't think that's a... You know,
I gave it up when my oldest was born. I don't know. It was just something about it was just like, okay. I don't know if I got scared or what, but once I stopped, I just stopped and I committed to it. It was weird. But I was drinking like every day. And then I think it was more so just like, my lady, she's not from the States and she wasn't driving at the time. And I remember he got sick and I had already had cracked like two or three drinks. And then it was like, oh, we need to take him to the hospital. So I'm over here like driving a newborn to the hospital with three beers in my system because my lady doesn't drive. And I was like, okay, this isn't good.
Right. Well, I get it.
And so I was 100%. Like, I need to be prepared. And so he dealt with some health issues over a couple months in a row. And I was just like, okay, well, I need to be prepared around the clock. And then I just never got back into it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a good thing, though.
No, I'm
working out a lot more, lost a lot of weight, and feel good.
I don't drink too much because I get headaches.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'll have a beer or two and enjoy myself over the weekend.
Oh, yeah. I used to love the nasty beers. That's what they call them. I would always go for the thick IPAs or porters, you know, high percentage, do the damage quick, take a shot in the IPA.
No,
that was,
I can't do that.
Yeah.
I gotta be in control. I can't be You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but that's how I was. You know what I mean? It was a problem. I didn't drink just to have fun. Like, I drink to get drunk. That's why I was like, okay, you need to stop.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to cut it
not
out.
Like Dino. My cousin Dino's the same exact way.
Yeah. He drinks a lot?
He did.
And he stopped?
He finally quit, but man, he was like, he's getting juiced up just to get drunk now.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it was. Like, there was no taking one shot, you know, to get started. It was like, I need three.
Need a bottle. You need a bottle.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, what's the point of catching a buzz? I'm going to do this stuff. I'm going to go until I go to sleep, you know? So it was bad. It's all good. We're better now.
I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
One moment, sir. I'm
You could receive mail at this 5306 West Diversity?
Yeah.
Okay. I pretty much got everything for you, Ricky. Got a lot of your information already. Website's good. PIN verification goes out. Business line. Just basically need an email, your hours of operation, and first and last, and then schedule the client interview.
I'm sorry. You asked me if I can receive mail over at the diversity address?
Yeah.
Now, go ahead.
Google sends you a postcard in the mail. You only got to do it one time for as long as you own your business, but it's called a PIN verification letter. It's a little 5-digit number on the back of it that I need from you when it comes in. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because the thing is, we're barely there after COVID. We've been, can you put it to my home address over on, can you write this down?
Yeah, I'm on a three monitor computer. Yeah, I can definitely write it down.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. The home address is 3148. Primrose, P-R-I-M, Rose, R-O-S-E, one word, at the street.
Mm-hmm.
It's in Elgin, E-L-G-I-N, Illinois, 60124.
Got it.
I moved out here. My daughter, very long story, people get influenced by their surroundings and their neighborhoods,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, Chicago is known for that.
Chicago is, in every neighborhood, it's mixed. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And just so happens, this boy that lives in the neighborhood, her and him became friends. I wasn't aware of when I finally found out, my son showed me his Instagram. She's 14. He's 16. He's putting on Instagram gang signs.
Yeah.
Pot. He's showing he's with the rough crews.
Yeah.
Like, what? This is that kid? This is what he's about? Shit. I said, hell no. I put an end to it. I told him, do me a favor, leave my family alone. Right?
Yeah.
Nicely. Following day, I wake up, my tires are slashed on my vehicle. I just put $1,100 set of Goodyears on it.
Jesus.
Fine. I went and replaced the tires again. Next day, I had two tires slashed. Went and put two new tires on that side. Now, all of a sudden, my windows are busted.
God.
And then I set up a camera because I called the cops and like, yeah, it's him, but can you prove it? Do you have any witness? Do you have any evidence?
Yeah, and I need the video. Jesus.
Now I gotta put up video cameras. Then, it just turned into a big ordeal. And then I woke up one night, my daughter was missing. And, I stood up till, I woke up at 3, she's gone. So been up till 6. She comes home, and I said, F this, I'm moving.
Yeah.
So I was going to send her to her grandmother, you know, in Texas, but then I said, you know what, whatever. So I moved where, you know, they're not, obviously, he's not going to drive or come anywhere near.
Right.
And so that's why I moved.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I'm sorry you had to go through that. I mean, I had two sisters growing up. My dad, he was a Marine. And there was this guy my dad found out my sister was talking to, and he got on her phone and played like her and reeled him into the house. And he stuck a gun in his face and took his wallet and had his ID. The guy was of age, and my sister was probably like 14 or 15 at the time. But he took his wallet, and I remember it like it was yesterday, you know. My dad, like, pulls out the money, hands me his money. He's got the kid at gunpoint, and he takes his ID, and he puts his ID, and he's like, now I know how to find you, and I know where you live. You know, get the hell out of my house. And I never saw that kid again. You know, I had the whole neighborhood really telling me stories about my dad being crazy. But it's just sad, you know, especially when you have a baby girl. It's different, you know. That's kind of the reason why I literally prayed to have my boys, and I had boys.
Right.
Because right. I know, well, if I was ever going to kill somebody, that would be the reason. You know, like, it's
well,
worth dying over.
You think the thought that crossed my mind, it did.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah, no, I know.
I have to ask myself, you know, risk to reward.
Yeah.
What am I going to, I'll lose everything. I'll go to jail for murder.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and so at the end of the day, Ari, my daughter listened. She stood away, which showed me. But, you know, it's, you don't know what you're dealing with, especially when you're dealing with these garbage street people.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. No, Chicago's gangs are notorious, too. Like, they're known for being pretty relentless and getting their way.
Well, I tried to talk to the father reasonably. The father's a bigger junk than the son.
Oh, God.
So
yeah. Apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Yeah, so.
Yeah, my brother came with me. You know, we went with, I don't have a license to, like, walk around, but I have a license for the house to have a gun.
Yeah.
In the house, you know, but I'm not going to lie, I put my firearm on me.
Yeah.
You know, and I went there and talked to them to try. There was, you know, they weren't.
Pointless.
How can I tell you?
That's pointless.
Yeah, they didn't get.
They weren't civilized
people. They weren't afraid.
Yeah.
So you know what I said? Where am I putting myself? It's time to move. And that's what I did. I moved, 90 days later, we were out of there.
No, it's good for you.
Good for you.
I mean. It's the best thing you could have done, really. It kind of gives me goosebumps, you know. Everybody try to be a tough guy and all this stuff, and then they don't really think things through. So I'm glad that you made a smart decision and didn't just go.
Well, you know, not just what I'm in one of the better neighborhoods, schools in the state.
Yeah, a lot better area.
Everybody, there's how can I tell you? My neighbors are cops, or firemen. You know, they're upper middle class. Everybody's got new cars. Everybody works.
Less
know?
Crime.
And
yeah.
It's a commercial neighborhood. So,
yeah.
That's all.
Suburban.
All right.
Suburban.
So let's get the picture going.
All right. Hold on. So what's your, I'm assuming Ricky's short for Richard, right?
No, it's Ricky. R-I-C-K-Y.
Okay.
C is my middle initial. And
okay.
Zico. Z like zebra, I-K-O.
Okay.
That's my legal first and last and middle initial.
That sounds very Italian.
Partially. It's more Romani.
It's unique. Okay, and what's your business email? I'm going to send you a receipt and an outline of the agreement in writing so that way you have everything in black and white.
American Roofing Solutions is plural, so there's an S at the end.
Okay.
The number one at gmail.com.
Okay, and how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
Monday through Friday, I'll take calls from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. That's fine.
86. Okay. And you want me to put closed on Saturday and Sunday, or?
No, they can call on Saturday until 4 o'clock.
Okay.
That's fine, from 8 to 4. And, or you know what? We have 8 to 4 is fine. And then Sunday, yeah, we're closed. I don't do no business on Sunday.
Okay.
Only if I'm finishing up a project.
Okay, so I got you Monday.
Got you.
Oh, sorry. So I got you Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, Saturday, 8 to 4, Sunday closed.
Yep.
All right. All right, update. Okay, and then before I get any payment, let me schedule your client interviews. So client interviews usually take about 30 to 40 minutes, Ricky, but we ask for an hour window in case the call goes over, you have extra questions. I can get you into one, like, the soonest would be 4 o'clock. The latest would be 6 and 7.
Today?
Today, yeah.
All right, let's do 4 o'clock.
I'm like, what do you mean today? Well, you're paying me today. I'm going to start working today.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's what I want to hear.
All right. Well, you're only giving me 30 days to show you something. So I ain't going to waste a day.
If you're saying you can do it in 30 days, then, you know,
yeah.
I'll be with you for a year.
Yeah. Well, that's my goal. You think I just want to go $299 for 1 month? I mean, we'd basically lose money if you left us after 1 month with this pricing structure. So my goal is to earn your business long term. So I'm not going to waste a day and push it to Monday, you know?
Yeah, 100%. Let's make some money together.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. It's what I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is starting with the bare bones, you know, pricing structure. You know, I'm getting it down as low as I can, and then, you know, I'll get your foot in the door, show you something, and then once I see you're making money, I'll call you up and say, okay, you ready for the year?
All right.
And then, all right, so now we got to secure the first month's payment. So how did you want to do that?
Debit card.
Okay, it's under your name or the business name? Or both?
My name.
Okay. So Ricky C. Zico. And then is this billing address the Elgin address?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I'm ready for you.
54 24 32 32 23 23 8 80 8 0 8 0 41 41 70 70 43 43.
Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
04-2027.
And then there's a 3-digit code on the back.
That is 972.
972. Okay, and before I do this voice verification and set you up, are you positive you don't want to capitalize on any of the prepay options?
For today, yeah. For the future, yes. I would like to. Right now, let's see how this works. Because I just met you. You know, I'm paying you $300. We're talking for about 20 minutes.
I got you. So let me do this.
Let's see how this works. We're building a relationship.
I got you. What I'm going to do is I'm going to send you my direct number and extension. If you want one of those prepaid deals, you got to call me directly.
Sounds right.
Okay.
I love to hear that. I deal with one guy. I don't got to deal with 20.
Yeah. Because the way I have it set up, it's going to be set up to process $299 on the ninth day of each month, and it'll stay that way unless you call me and you say, hey, you know, I want to do 3, 6, 12 months. It'll end up saving you money when you place that phone call anyway. So I want you to be able to contact me direct, because if you call customer service and you say, hey, I want to do this, you're not going to get the same kind of deal. That's already a discount on a discount. You get what I'm saying?
Yep.
Okay. So here, let me send you
my
direct number. Yeah, I mean, the package that I have you on right now is normally almost $600. It's usually $599. So I got it down to $299. And then usually to do a prepay would be at $300 per month. So they would have you do a year prepay for $3,600. So for me to mark it down at $25, it's almost like me saying I know you personally. And I'm one of the directors here. So then they let me dive into realms that, you know, I'd give my friends or family.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
Hey, I already love you, dude.
I'm trying to establish something long term. I know $299 is a lot easier to offset. You know, if I can bring a first job or two in for you here, you know, over the first month, then I know we're setting ourselves up for something long term. And then, you know, the longer you're up there,
let's say I don't close, but I see responses coming in.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, that's easy.
That's worth it because at the end of the day, there's always a risk to reward in any business.
Yeah, but you're an easy guy to make happy. I love hearing that because, you know, I got guys who are like, if I don't get a job in the first month, you know, and I'm like, all right.
At the end of the day, if you're getting the opportunity to meet the customer and sell that customer, that's on you.
Well, you're a realist. That's the thing. you know what I mean?
If I'm not closing, that's on me. You know, that's totally on me.
I like that you know that though, because I hate having those conversations with guys. I'm like, look, man, we got 5-6 calls in here, and we have the recordings to show you. You quoted them, and then they never called you back. You never talked to them again, you know, because it's like, if you're going in there and you're quoting them, you got to understand your market too. I think for you, it's easier because, you know, you're familiar with some of the guys that are up there now. You have pre-existing relationships. You've been in the industry for a while, so you know what people are charging. You know what I mean? You come in here and you're charging them $2,000-$3,000 ahead more than what the other people are quoting them. Then you know, don't expect to get a call back or close. You know what I mean? So
right.
You gotta
I gotta let you know. I charged $4,000 more than the competition, but you know why I got it?
Mm-hmm.
Because of honesty.
That too.
It's all about the way you sell. I go into detail with these customers. I want them to know what they're buying. You know, I want them to know what the unseen can be and what the cost could be from there. You know, like as an example, we need plywood.
You're a closer.
If you're a closer.
You know what you're doing. That's what I do. I train people. On how to sell this product to a business owner. And all it is being thorough in your explanation of it, giving them a realistic expectation and explaining to them the benefits of their business, having a listing on the first page and being in contact with their customer. And it's like most of them, if you explain it properly, it's a no-brainer. You know, you don't get into business to have your customers not find you. So, you know, it's the same concept. I think with that, you build your value and hey, you know, you might pay another $3,000-$4,000, but I know that this thing will last you, you know, 20 years, you know? So that's like, okay.
Well, here's the thing. I do the jobs. I install the materials up to manufacturer specs. Manufacturer says we need to do this, then this is what needs to be done. And if you're not going to do it, I'm just going to let you know, well, don't hold me accountable if the roof only goes 20 years, you know?
Yeah.
Because you don't have, proper ventilation. Or if we're not need to save money, I have to cut corners. Cutting corners means, you know, instead of giving you an OEM synthetic, we'll have to give you an aftermarket synthetic that, you know, we can save money on so we can save you money.
Right. Yeah, no, I like hearing that. I mean, if you take care of people, people are going to take care of you, Ricky. At the end of the day, I mean, the only things that I would need from you really on your side is just to do what you've been doing. You know what I mean? If you take care of these guys, it's not always about coming in with the cheapest price. But just keep taking care of people so the reviews come back good. Because if we have you up there and your reviews are 5 stars, but you're going to continue to get the calls. It's not going to change, you know? So I'm not worried about it.
That's what I want to hear.
I think this will turn into a Google guarantee campaign here in a couple months, but I'm going to get you rolling like this. So just so you know, all calls are recorded for quality assurance. Okay. They're going to send you an outline of the agreement in writing. They're also going to send you the Google verification photo request for your app. So there's an application that you got to fill out. They'll ask you for like license, insurance, all that stuff. If you're having any trouble with it, I sent you my direct number and extension. Just give me a call. I can walk you through it and make sure we get it all filled out properly. Okay.
Okay.
All right. But I just processed it.
And you're talking for that's for today?
Yeah. So that's $299. You just got processed for $299. You're going to have a receipt that's going to come through with an outline of the agreement. So it's going to have everything in black and white, everything we're doing for you. It's going to have the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, the cancellation policy. You got to sign off on it, and then there's a hard copy of it in your email with your invoice receipt. We email you your invoice receipts every month, so you could write it off at the end of the year.
Beautiful. And then just the guy's going to call me up to talk about radius and keywords.
Yep, and that's today. So that's going to be today at 4 o'clock. I already sent you an invitation to the appointment. They're going to text you at 3 o'clock, too, just as a heads up, give you a reminder.
No problem. All okay. Right, I'm ready to roll.
All right. All right. Well, thank you.
We're good with the payment. We're good with everything. What was your name again?
My name's John. So go do me a favor before we go. Go to your text messages real quick here. I want to make sure you got all this stuff.
Okay. Text messages or emails?
Well, I mean, there's going to be both, to be honest with you, but I sent it to the text messages just for added convenience.
I don't see...
You don't see it? It should be from an 877 number.
I got an 855. No,
that's not it. All right, give me a second.
You're sending it to my cell number?
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm sending it to the number we're on. Is this not your cell phone?
Yeah, this is my cell.
906-4080?
No, that's not my phone number, 906-4080.
Oh, no, yeah, that's what we had as your business line here for your customers to contact.
No, it's 773-526-3894. That's an old phone number.
Gotcha. All right, give me 1 second. I'll get it over
to you. It's been updated on Google. When you dial, it comes directly to my cell.
Gotcha. Well, I got to swap it out, so I'll submit it now. And so that way this 526-384 is the primary line of contact. I want them to be able to call you directly because it looks like the SMS is not going through on that other number anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. That's why
there it is. I got it. Ricky C, thank you. Local Splash.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, and then I'm gonna resend my direct number and extension over to you too. That way you have it.
All right, got it.
Perfect.
Now, because Home Advisor was telling you there was this phone number's coming up too. I hope so nobody is trying to impersonate me and put their phone numbers in my...
You know, we usually charge $99 to do a name, address, and phone number cleanup, but, I mean, I'll include it for you. So I'll go in there and I'll get all the directories that have to do with your business name and address, and then, obviously we have to update the address anyway, because you got old address, old phone number floating around, so I'll get it knocked out for you.
Okay.
I'll clean it up. I can't touch the Home Advisor listing, though. We're not affiliated with those guys, so anything that you got...
No, I already cleaned it up with them, too, as well.
Okay.
Today, so we're okay. All straight.
All right. I'll request the name, address, and phone number cleanup. So on this subscription terms...
I got your extension as well, right? The 544...
Yeah, that'll call me direct. That way you don't got to go through customer
right,
service.
Sure.
I'm here from 10 to 7 Eastern Standard.
Okay.
All right. Okay, and then just so you know, so we do recommend that you try the services for 2 months, but it is month to month. You're not binded to any kind of contract. The payment's going to automatically renew each month on the 9th day, but you'll keep the $299 pricing structure as long as you choose to remain with us. If you're ever unhappy, you can discontinue or fire me. There's no cancellation fee or penalty or anything like that. We'll just part ways as friends. You'll still have all your Google verification, all your reviews, everything will stay intact. You'll just rotate off the first page of the search results.
Awesome. Well,
all right.
I want to stay on the first page, so that's not a bad even if I just stick at the $2,500 a year, that's not a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, it's a drop in the bucket for our roofing contractors. You know, the guys in this area are pulling a couple million a year, so $2,500 is well worth it.
it's not that much money.
More than likely, your biggest problem is going to be finding help. That's going to be probably your biggest problem for the next 6 months, to be honest with you. It's not so much getting the call.
Keep all four of my crews busy. Believe
okay.
me.
Okay.
I'll put my hats off to you. We got four crews.
Yeah. And well, Roofing by Hernandez, those guys are subcontracting like half the leads they get.
Well, the problem is he even tries subcontracting some of them to me, and I don't have time for them.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's on the first page. That's what happens.
But we're off on a, he wants to pay $200 a square, and I told him from me and my crew, street 3 1/4. You know, that's really what it is. If you want me to come out there and do the labor, tear off my equipment, you know, I got a lot of overhead, expensive insurance. Plus, you know, it doesn't take 5 minutes to set up. I got the whole outside, neighbor's properties, everything. We make sure everything's all covered and ready to go before we go. So, you know, we're starting at 5 and tearing off at 7 because we're setting up for about an hour and a half, you know?
Yeah. That's not bad. That's actually not bad.
Yeah, you know, but still, I make sure everything's all done. You know, neighbors. I've been through it all. I know what's going to be a complaint and what's not going to be a complaint.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Less complaints, the better.
All right, great.
That's all I'm looking for. I want to see good reviews coming back. You're worried about one thing. I'm worried about just the reviews. That's all. You know, for me, it's like this. I mean, if all the reviews come back bad, they're going to come up to me and tell me to tell you to keep your money, and then I got to go find another guy, and that's what I don't want to do. I just want somebody I could work with consistently here. I've been here for 10 years. You know, a lot of these guys, I've worked with them for 8 or 9. So that's my goal.
We can keep our business together for a long time, sir.
Yeah, that's the plan. I got you set up for a callback here in a couple months too. I just put on my calendar because I know you'll still be with us and you're gonna love it. But I'll talk to you about Google Guarantee at that time. So I just want to give you a couple months to make some money, and then we'll have another conversation about doing those guarantee campaigns.
Yeah, I want to keep it. I want to start it before or during the fall. Maybe then. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Well, I'm going to Hawaii in August, so I'll call you, like August 7th, August 8th before I take off. It's a Monday or Tuesday.
All right.
And then I'll just see how you're doing. You know, if not, then we could readdress it when I get back. But, you know, just to give you a heads up on that,
okay.
We'll go over
it. Yeah, you know what? It's
my plan is to get you off of all these paper lead systems that you're spending $4,000 on. And I know if I have Google Guarantee and this, you know, that's only going to run you like $1,000 a month to have up and running. And then you could literally get rid of all those other paper lead systems. So that's really my plan.
If it costs me $1,000 a month to stay in business and make money, guess what?
Yeah, no problem.
It's just for life.
No problem. Easy peasy.
Yeah. All right. Sounds good. Well, let's see how this works out. Thank you for the phone call. Thank you for the business. And let's see. Hopefully this is going to turn into a long-time partnership, okay?
It will. I'm looking forward to working with you. I'll let you get back to your day, but I'll circle back with you at 4 o'clock, okay? Fine interview.
All right.
All right. Bye. Talk to you soon. Bye.